important. Home ice advantage is important in the playoffs, any way you look at it. And I like that our guys want to keep building and winning. It's important to have consistency.
Jordan Binnington, the rookie netminder, will get the start in net tonight for the Blues. News, weather, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Appliance Discounters. Their motto, our savings are your savings. They have an outstanding website, theappliancediscounters.com. Check out the outdoor cooking tab as the outdoor cooking season is now here. It's April. Built-in grills, grill carts, side burners, outdoor cabinets and shelving, grill accessories, fire pits, and outdoor fireplaces. They have it all, and they have six showrooms for you to choose from. One in Webster Groves, one in South St. Louis County, one in St. Charles, one in Baldwin, one down in the city, and one over in Fairview Heights, Illinois. And remember, when you buy from Appliance Discounters, you buy local. Check them out online, theappliancediscounters.com. From the all-new 590, the Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three, large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
In St. Louis, the home opener is special. It's also special here on 590 The Fan. And on Wednesday afternoon between 1 and 3, and again on Thursday beginning at 5 a.m., we have a Cardinal special for you that will get you ready for the 2019 season. The opening day special is brought to you by Lakeside Roofing, The Angry Beaver, and by JMH Law Firm.
Got to do the whole sports car around the outfield with the Clydesdales and all that, just remembering how amazing it was to feel like I'd accomplished getting to the big leagues.
Hear excerpts from the Tim McKernan Show, featuring Brian Jordan, David Eckstein, Dexter Fowler, Paul DeYoung, Alex Reyes, Mike Shilton, John Moselock.
When you look at this team and again how the last 6 weeks have evolved, there is this bounce in this clubhouse.
There's no better way to get ready for opening day right here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Who's ready for super premium fresh halibut imported daily from Alaska, grilled in an extra virgin olive oil with capers, lemon, mushrooms, and Greek oregano? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Ask for it supreme style with colossal lump crab meat steamed in champagne. Owners Harry and Stavro Karagiannis have been in business for 25 years, and they are open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
They're playing our song.
I believe we had that fairly recently.
It ain't
white dog crap insert, yes.
My bad.
And Limey, you know we don't like to repeat things here.
I know, I'm sorry.
In the ground. You should know that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Apology accepted. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 1st edition of Binion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They have a terrific home equity line of credit that they made available today at a terrific rate for those of you who are thinking about, making some changes, a little spring change-up at the house, additions, subtractions, whatever. We'll talk, but first...
Hey!
At the control board. Oh, you know what? Maybe one day this week, my wife picked up this book, and it's the study guide for citizenship, for United States citizenship.
Oh.
And I think it might be fun to run through some of the questions and see how you, Mr. Dual Citizenship, will fare. In fact, how we'll all fare. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting little statistic. 93% of people who take the test to become citizens passed.
Wow.
That same test, when given to natural-born citizens, only 60% pass it.
I believe that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I do, too. Not a surprise. So we need to work on that. 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a good day. If you haven't, I hope it gets a lot better.
Mr. Cleveland is not in the studio. I believe he is in Cincinnati.
Yep.
We'll talk to him and find out why he's there and why it may be a place you might want to consider going. But Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
And for a long, long time, we've said, Dan, say hello to your sponsor. As of today, we can't do that anymore. Yeah. We have lost that sponsor. So, and that's an interesting story. There is no bad blood. And not even close. It's I'm not happy about it, but I understand it, and we'll explain it to you. If not today, tomorrow for sure. So, Dan, just say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
See? A lot quicker and simpler. I'd rather have it the other way, though. This next guy, to the caller who called earlier, who has memorized all the jobs that Tim Woodburn had in the past. Good for you, man. That was impressive. He got in the night cook at Denny's, the door-to-door knife salesman, the Busch Stadium beer vendor. That one he might not have hit. He did hit roller skating rink DJ. But what's important is what this man does now as the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, as the guy who is in charge and the only guy qualified and licensed to reset the digital clock in the studio. He's also our newsman and our news director. He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and there's one other thing. Yes, that's right. Where is your wife going late in the evening when she says she's going out to get milk and comes back 7 hours later with her blouse unbuttoned? Where's your husband going when he says, I'm going out to get a paper, and he comes back and his fly's unzipped? Well, this guy could probably look into that and find out why. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I'd like to say hi to the folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling and remind all of the Abe and the P and listening audience that Matheny Heating and Cooling has been in business for 77 years. They are a third-generation family-owned business specializing in the installation and maintenance of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. But don't just take my word for it. They've got dozens of outstanding reviews. Google Plus, Yelp, Angie's List, pick any of them. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Check them out online at MatheneyHeatCool.com. Or give them a call, 314-727-9000. And Frank, before the introductory song was even over today, you put my position as director of research at work. You actually asked a question during the intro of today's show that I actually had to look up. We didn't get through the intro song, and I'm having to do research on things you said. His name is Willie Hugh Nelson.
Ah, so it actually is Willie. It's not an abbreviation, a shortened version, or a nickname. His name is Willie Nelson.
And he turns 86 years old later this month.
Holy
Unbelievable.
Moly. And he's still touring.
Mm-hmm.
Still going.
Well, there you go, young people. The dangers of pot smoke. Mm. Wait a minute. He smokes a trash bag a day, and he's still going strong. Okay, maybe he's an exception. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe, did you ever smoke pot? No? Well, he says he never did. I'm taking him at his word. I believe him. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
No, you never told us that. No. Wow, Rat Boy said he had to be rushed to the hospital one time when he was younger. He tried to smoke... What did you try to smoke?
Cheese.
Smoke cheese.
Whoa.
I don't think... like smoked Gouda. I think like he tried to actually smoke it.
Oh.
Like, you know, roll it into a joint or something. I don't think that would. Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. This is easy. The world's greatest in-studio band, orchestra, whatever you want to call them. Nobody else can touch them. Nobody comes close. Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union, exclusive sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. That'll roll around again before you know it because time is screaming by. And before you know it, it will be summer. It's already spring, and a lot of people decide that, you know, spring is the time for spring cleaning. It's the time for home improvements, but many times that's going to require money you may not have on hand, and that's where this comes in. A home equity line of credit from First Community Credit Union. You pay as you go, you only borrow what you need, and have an affordable payment. In other words, you have a line of credit. Let's say it's for $40,000. You only use what you need of that, and obviously you only pay for what you borrowed, but you know it's all there in case you need it. There is no application fee. There are no closing fees. If you apply by June 30th, you get an incredible introductory rate of 2.49% APR for the first 12 months. That is a terrific rate for home improvement. Again, it's a home equity line of credit from First Community Credit Union. Apply by June 30th. That means you have April, May, June, 3 months. But don't procrastinate. Get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say, by June 30th, and take advantage of that rate. 2.49% APR for the first 12 months. Where else? Of course, the greatest place to bank ever, First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and we cannot thank them enough for all the years they have not only supported this show, but made the yard sale possible on Saturday morning. So never forget to tell them your AM and the PM. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
And today, he is in Cincinnati, Ohio. And from the emails I got, I didn't hear it, but did he win some kind of joke contest Thursday when I wasn't
here? Yeah, he told a pretty good joke.
Is he the winner?
Yeah, he did.
We had a joke off on Friday, and Scott Sherman and Bill Cleveland and Trevor and Dan and I all told a joke, and we asked the listeners to email you as to who won the joke off, and so we were waiting for the results from you.
It was Bill. Oh. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. It was Bill. Did you all tell the same joke?
No. Everybody brought in their own joke.
You know, I should have asked what the jokes were, because I don't want to tell it today if you guys do.
No, they were much shorter than what you... The
every joke is shorter than what I do.
Right, right.
A way of stretching them out. Well, he is in Cincinnati. He is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for all kinds of good reasons. You can find out a whole lot more at windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please say hello from Cincinnati, Ohio, to Bill Cleveland. Mm. Even when he's away from home, they're right there for him. Right there for him. Bill, how are you?
Bill, you're on.
Okay.
Whose fault was that? What just happened?
No, it was the hotel where he is.
Yeah, that's not on Dan or me. That's on the
right.
Whatever.
No, telling you. Bill sent me
way
the
to
phone
cover.
Number.
Way to cover for Dan.
No, yeah. Bill.
No. It's true. They asked if they called my room and said, "Can we patch through a Dan Strauss?" And I said, "No." No, I said, yeah, that's fine. I said, yeah, that's fine. And then all I heard was this beep, 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 and nothing happened.
So yeah, and then it went to a voicemail type of thing, the guest mail. First, I called, and the girl says, hi, and she gives the name of the hotel. And then I said, like, Bill Cleveland room, and gave his room number. And she says, okay, please hold. I have to call and get approval for him to take your call. What's your name? So I told her Dan Strauss.
Very important, you know.
Yeah, so
So, well, you know the reason for that. I mean, they don't. Let's say Bill was married and he's there with his girlfriend or something. They don't want his wife to get through.
You wouldn't think a hotel would have that policy that rents rooms out by the hour. You wouldn't think it'd be that hard to get through.
I know.
Yeah. The Turquoise Quartz Motel. So you're in Cincinnati and you're in the room in the middle of the day. What are you doing in your hotel room in the middle of the day? Early in the evening. What are you doing there?
In the middle of America.
Well, funny you ask. I'm actually catching up on sleep. I did not. I had a speaking event this morning. I spoke at a professional development session at a tourism.
What?
See, now, you know what I thought Bill was going to say? I thought Bill was going to say, well, Frank, the reason I didn't get any sleep last night is because I brought a girl back to my room last night. April Fools!
Yeah, and she kept me up all night.
Yeah. Come on, Limey, give me a laugh, brother. Oh, God.
Sorry.
The reason I'm catching up on sleep, I have never done, when I do speaking events, it's me getting up on stage and
Bill.
Telling stories and, oh, my God. It's me getting up on stage and telling stories, and I'm very comfortable, and I am not nervous when I get up. But I have to tell you something. I have never done this sort of thing where I'm speaking to essentially my peers, people even who are, you know, far more accomplished than I am in this field.
Oh, come on, Bill. How could they be more accomplished than you?
Not possible.
Give yourself credit.
So I was actually very nervous. I really was. I did not sleep at all last. I think I slept 2 hours last night. Yeah.
What?
But no,
I didn't sleep at all last night. Doot, 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 doot.
Why do you have to ruin everything?
How he was raised.
Oh, jeez.
I learned from the best.
So again, what was the name of this group you spoke to? They were the what?
So it's the Society of American Travel Writers. It's the largest travel writing organization in the world, I believe.
And how many of them were there?
In this particular room, I would say there were 100-ish, something like that. There's about 700 or maybe 800 or 900 members total, and this was for the Central States meeting here in Cincinnati. So, but yeah, it was. I mean, I was right in front of me was the travel editor for the Los Angeles Times, and a lot of very accomplished. I mean, It was pretty intense, but I was very nervous, but thankfully folks came up afterward and said I'd done a pretty good job. So that
hey, let me tell you something. That's how job offers come around. You get in front of people like that. The L.A. Times or somebody walk up to you afterwards and go, hey, would you consider working for the Los Angeles Times? That stuff happens, you know?
Well, my friend Melinda is very funny. She said... because I told her, I said, during my presentation, I looked over and I noticed that this gal from the Los Angeles Times was taking notes during my presentation, and Melinda said she was probably just doing her grocery list.
Oh.
Okay, that's
not very nice. That's not very nice. Hey, put Melinda on the phone right now. Don't tell me she's not there in the room with you. We know she is.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
she's not.
Untire.
Yeah. Is she coming out of the chloroform yet?
Take the ball gag out of her mouth.
Hey, what is that about that ball gag thing? What is that? Why is that a thing?
It's to prevent him from talking back to you.
Wow.
Yeah. I like it. So why are you in Cincinnati?
That's not part of my segment, right? It's a ball
gag. But, and you're not there just to talk to that group of people. Why are you there?
Well, honestly, yes. This was the main reason I was hired to come in and speak. So I'm in Cincinnati. I did do a video today, however, since I was in town at the American Sign Museum, which is in Cincinnati, and it is one of my favorite museums in the entire United States. It's in my first book, 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die. And I believe I sent you a picture earlier today, one picture of the place.
Yeah.
It is the most aesthetically pleasing place you will probably ever walk into as far as museums go. When you walk in the front door, these neon signs just hit you right in the face, and it is so cool. This guy has collected, I believe, about 600 different signs from all over the United States. And essentially the museum tells the history of America through sign. So you go all the way back, well, even before the 1920s, but really that's when, you know, these neon signs started to...
Are all the signs neon? Are they all lit up, or they're just like plain signs?
Yeah, so there are some plain signs, and those are cool also, but it really is the neon signs that just kind of take your breath away, and that's what...
I can tell you, there's something about neon, like if you're in a bar and there's a bunch of neon, there's something about it that's I don't know how to describe it, it's almost hypnotic, it's like a, I don't know, like a calming sort of thing, as opposed to any other lit up sign.
Sure.
Neon has like a hypnotic effect.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's really neat. The guy has collected so many different types of signs as well, and he has a few that he still wants to get. You know, some of these there are certain signs that were, like, for example, he's got the old Howard Johnson Hotel and Restaurant sign. I mean, big signs. One of the old McDonald's, you know, 20 billion served, those original, you know, old school when McDonald's first started putting neon signs. You know, again, huge signs. And it's really interesting to hear the story. Each one of these signs obviously has a story where he found it, somebody had offered it up to him, whatever. He published a magazine called Sign of the Times. It was a magazine for people who, yeah, collected signs and people who worked on signs and whatever. And so he knows all of these people that are in these different industries. So he gets access to all this stuff. And they're getting ready to expand this museum, which is already pretty good size. To add more and more of these signs, but it is just so much fun. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's not something that they publicize enough here, in my opinion. I think it is one of the coolest things that they have to offer.
So what is the sign in all of these signs that the one that stands out to you?
The one that stands out to me the most. Boy, I don't know. The Howard Johnson one is interesting to me because I know that name, but I think those were gone by the time I was. I mean, so I'm 39 years old. I don't know how long ago Howard Johnson was a thing.
Ooh.
If it hadn't been for the Howard Johnson's fried clams on Tuesday, my goodness, my wife and I would have starved to death when we were young. I forgot what day of the week it was, but for like $2.75, all you can eat fried clams. And I'm going to tell you something, they were good fried clams.
They were. We used to go there all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so again, I don't know. They were a restaurant and a hotel, correct?
Yes. Right. Ojo's.
And they were the first to have the different ice cream flavors, like 30 something flavors of ice cream at Howard Johnson's before Baskin Robbins or any of that stuff. They had a bigger selection of ice cream flavors than anybody.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So they have one of those original signs, gigantic. But it was really neat visiting with this guy who his name is Todd. He runs the museum, owns the museum, and I mean, this guy will literally, he'll buy a sign and then he'll go and pick it up. I mean, he goes and puts the big trucks or whatever it takes to get these things back to Cincinnati. He almost put this museum in St. Louis, I learned today. There were talks about maybe 10 or 12 years ago about putting it inside the City Museum in St. Louis, and it just turned out there wasn't going to be enough room there.
Do you know the Ron Howard story? The actor, the director, Ron Howard, wanted to open a hotel, and the sign was just a big big neon image of his penis, and he was going to call it Howard's Johnson. Thank you, Jim.
Wow.
Thank you.
That ended a streak of 400 bad dad jokes in a row I didn't laugh at. I finally got me. You got me.
Howard Johnson.
Now there's a topic for another show. Why we say Johnson?
Hey, I really. I saw pictures on Facebook, Bill, of you with the Cincinnati, and the Reds not only have one mascot, they have two mascots, right?
Yeah, last night they had a opening reception. I got in town just in time to join them at the Cincinnati Museum. It was used to be a train station, similar to Union Station, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful building and great architecture and everything. And they had an opening reception last night, and so they were welcoming all of these travel journalists. And so as part of that, they had all of the mascots from all of the Cincinnati sports teams, so the Bengals and the Reds and whoever. I was a hockey team. Was I don't know what their hockey team was called. But they had all of the mascots. And so they had, there's two mascots for the Reds baseball team. And I did not realize until yesterday that the Reds were the first baseball team.
Yes. Yeah. And Cincinnati usually always, for opening day, they're the ones that start first.
That, not anymore, though.
Oh, not anymore. That's right, because of the Japan game now.
Well, even before that, they Major League Baseball took that away from them.
Really?
Yep, they sure did.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But, yeah, no, so I got to meet the mascot, so thanks for pointing that out. So that's it. I love Cincinnati. I love the Sign Museum. Check it out. I'll have a video shortly in the next week or two of this plate. You will be blown away, truly. It is really, really neat to see, and I look forward to sharing that with you. Tomorrow I will be in Dayton, Ohio, going to I've done all of the Wright Brothers stuff, but tomorrow I get to tour a factory where they actually made all of the Wright Brothers bicycles way back in the day. They haven't opened it up to the public yet. It's going to be part of the National Park Service. So I'm going to tour that and check that out and do some. Oh, and I'm going inside the Wright, Orville Wright's mansion that he had in Dayton. So that'll be kind of cool. Check that out.
Isn't Dayton, Ohio, where all of those websites are, where like Match.com and
you know what? That's the worst joke. That is so bad. That's so bad.
What? Dayton. I don't get it.
Oh, Dayton. Yeah.
That's so weak.
You know, there's a restaurant in Cincinnati that has a rotating top. There's one in St. Louis as well, and it's at the top of a hotel. And it's an all-you-can-eat buffet restaurant. I was traveling with a hockey team one time, and they said it was going to be a 45-minute wait. And one of our players pulled the fire alarm on the building, and everybody came flooding out of the restaurant, down the elevators, and down. All these fire trucks came and showed up on scene, and they declared the scene clear. But the hilarious part was nobody went back up to pay their tab. It was one of those things where you had to pay at the end or whatever. Everybody was like, well, we were in our $23 breakfast. Why would we go back up and pay the tab? Wow. And the hockey players just didn't want to sit around and wait 45 minutes to eat. We got away with it. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
Well, since you mentioned food, I have to quickly say this. So I am, you know, I'm a pretty finicky eater. I don't eat a lot of stuff. But the thing here is the Skyline chili. Chili.
Yuck.
I don't like chili anyway, but chili, they add, and correct me if I'm wrong if you know the answer to this, I think they add, do they add chocolate to it or something?
Cinnamon, I think.
Cinnamon, maybe that's it.
I think it's cinnamon.
I think it is cinnamon.
But for people on the low-carb diet that want to have chili to their food, that's the chili to eat, and they sell it frozen at Schnucks, I know that for sure. It doesn't have any beans in it. It's just like almost like a chili sauce is what it is.
Yes. Oh, it's horrible.
It's like a meat sauce.
Right.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah. Pass. I'll bring you some. I'll bring you some back. How about that? I'm Bill Cleveland, everyone, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Hey, that was talking over them.
Caught yourself talking over his.
That was
his
one of
fans.
The questions on Bill's trivia night. What was the name of the chili in Cincinnati? The Friday night trivia. We went to the trivia night, and I won the heads and tails contest.
What's that?
That's a great story.
Or you flip
good
a,
story, Dan.
They flip a coin, and everybody stands up and flip a coin, and you either touch your head or touch your butt, and you want to heads or tails. And then they flip the coin, and they say heads.
That's a great story.
Wow.
You have your hands on your head.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. So earlier, for you folks who missed it, Don Marsh called in, and the big local story, Don Marsh, you know, walked out of his job at KWMU, as he should have, because they even dared to mention that some female who worked in the building heard him say to Karen Foss, "You look great." Like, that's a big deal. So check this out. I get an email from a listener. I'm not going to mention his name because I am going to mention the company, and I don't want anybody to put two and two together here. He said, "Thank you for taking the Don Marsh call. His story sounds like mine." He said, "I worked for IKEA for 2 years, and every week I was getting called into HR. And he says, one girl complained that I stood too close during conversations. And another one went in and said she was uncomfortable because I interrupted her. Holy cow, we could never work there."
Whoa.
And he says, another girl complained because she caught me watching another girl go up the escalator.
Oh, my goodness.
So the woman that complained wasn't even the one on the escalator, and I guess she assumed that he's trying to look up her skirt as she goes up the escalator. This is so ridiculous. And he says, in each instance, the complaint could not be verified or identified as anything that would cause them to let him go. There was no proof of anything. He said, but he had to sign documents each time that he had been advised, I'm serious, of the problem. He said, and he refused to sign them. He wouldn't sign anything. He finally quit. He said, he just quit. He'd had enough of it. Unbelievable. And I'm just going to touch on this. I don't want to dwell on it because I'll choke up. Another rapper has been shot. Mm. What the heck is his name? Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, but this guy was...
has to be a takeoff on the old comedian from years ago, Nipsey Russell.
Mm-hmm. This guy was actually doing some good in the community. He was meeting with the police about gang violence and stuff.
And well, that's what did him in. The gang people don't like that.
I know. They don't like that. And he has, like, three stores. One of them's a clothing store. He was putting people to work. People like homeless people and other people that really needed some help. And he was putting them to work and paying them.
Somebody else
gang
died.
Members Frank, don't like that.
Somebody else died that you probably have heard of, or maybe even listened to. And this just came across the wire. Rockabilly Hall of Famer Billy Adams, who wrote and recorded the staple song "Rock Pretty Mama," has passed away.
Really?
I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, okay. He's from Nashville, Tennessee, and he was a Tennessee musician, 79 years old. I thought maybe that would be somebody you'd heard of.
I've not heard of him, but thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
This Jussie Smollett, this thing just keeps getting better. Now he's thinking of suing the city of Chicago.
For what?
This guy just can't get enough attention. Well, I guess because charges were dropped, so I'm assuming that he wants to stay, because this is the end of the spotlight for him, and he can't stand it. So now if he sues the city of Chicago, he'll stay in the news, and people will still get to hear his name.
Oh, and that Judge Judy...
that's funny.
Is on our yes, it's on our Facebook.
Oh my goodness, folks, go to our Facebook page. Somebody sent me this, so I sent it to Dan. I said, you got to put this on our page. It is brilliant editing. It's Judge Judy tearing apart Jussie Smollett as if he's in her court. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Holy cow, is that funny? Somebody did a really clever job with that. And then there's a story that I just heard a couple of days ago. I'm watching the news on television, and I don't remember the specifics, but I remember, the girl's in California, and she's filed a complaint against a coach who she says was inappropriate with her. And in part of her deposition, she said that after two or three encounters that she went to the coach's room, where I guess they were out of town in his hotel room, and said she laid on the bed so she could smooth things out and talk to him.
What?
What? Are you nuts? That just jumped right out at me, because I guess she had to come up with some reason why she was on the bed. So she said, well, she laid on the bed because she was comfortable there and wanted to just talk it out with him on the bed. What an idiot. Joe Biden is in trouble because he smelled a woman's hair. Big deal. Here we go. And again, congratulations to St. Louis's own Vega Markstone Hunter, the 46th Miss Gay Missouri America. Congratulations, Vega, on that award. And let's see how much time. Oh, we have time. Good. Follow me on this. There is a woman who has given birth to her own granddaughter. Now, her son is gay. Follow me. Her son is gay, and her son has a husband. So her son and her son's husband wanted a baby. So this gets...
So she was a surrogate, like, for them? Okay.
The son's aunt donated the eggs to conceive, and her son donated the sperm, but that was all carried in the womb of the son's mother. No, this is just weird.
That's inbreeding.
Here's a quote. Well,
is that
no?
Not? I mean, if it's an aunt by marriage.
Okay. All right. Okay. So her son's quote is, when you're gay and married and you want to have a kid, you have to create a family in a special way. Well, no kidding. And so he and his husband are now going to, they're proud papas, I guess plural, of a daughter using the son's sperm and eggs from an aunt. This gets very complicated. Now, the grandma carried the baby, so the grandma is actually the, not mom, but sort of the mom, because she gave birth to her own granddaughter.
So that means her son's daughter is also his sister.
Yeah, it gets weird. It gets weird. And in honor of this, now we haven't played this for quite a while. Sit back and enjoy one of the greatest songs ever. And boy, if ever there was a story that screamed to play this song, it's this story. And now, ladies and gentlemen, what?
I was going to say, they play this at the sister-daughter-father dance here at local schools.
Here now, I'm my own grandpa. Here we go.
Gentlemen.
Anytime. Anytime.
Do you know what the load up is? No?
In this case, I am my daughter's grandmother or something. Anytime.
We have no audio.
Okay.
Enjoy that.
All right. We'll play it tomorrow. How's that?
Deal.
We'll play it tomorrow. Now, here's a lesson, gentlemen. This happened Saturday in St. Louis. This guy apparently goes to a bar, meets a woman, and she says, hey, let's go back to my place. So they go to his place. He's 33, by the way. He tells the police that he went to what he thought was her home, and again, he'd met her at a bar, and he gets to the house, and there's a guy waiting there with a gun, and so they rob him, and they take his keys, they take all his stuff, and then they leave him there. So I'm assuming this was not her house, because that's pretty stupid if you lead the guy to your own home and rob him, and her accomplice is there. He had a 2014 Nissan Altima. It's gone. His money's gone. His credit cards are gone. And I guess the lesson there is, don't go home with chicks in bars that you really don't know. That's the lesson. I guess that's common. I guess a lot of guys do that. You know, they go somewhere and things are kind of going well. Let's go back to my place. Eh, it didn't work out so well for him. And then there's this guy who is on death row. I always love this when you see the story of a guy whose lawyer says, well, you can't kill him. He's sick. He's not feeling well. So you can't put him to death. In this case, they're arguing that this guy, who's a Missouri inmate on death row, has a rare medical condition, and because of that condition, if he's given the lethal injection, it'll result in severe pain. Yeah. Well,
poor guy.
You don't want that, do you? Let's see, what did he do? Oh, yeah, he attacked his ex-girlfriend's mother and the mother's fiancé with a hammer. And then he raped a woman. He shot and killed a woman in front of her children. Yeah, you don't want this guy to
suffer or anything.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I agree with him.
We can play 1,000% the rest of it tomorrow, but
there you go. Thank you.
You can't play it all.
Baby then became a brother-in-law to dad.
No. To find my own grandpa.
No, that's not the actual original version. Okay. This is a live performance. We'll get it tomorrow. It's going to be a funny story forever, so we'll play it tomorrow. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I think I told this since we've been here for a year and a half. Maybe not. If I did, it was at least a year ago. The guy's going on a tour through a rubber factory where they make two products. They make condoms. And that's it's a mold process, and they make the nipples for baby bottles in the same plant. So they're going through and taking this tour, and as they're going through one section, the machinery and the equipment is making this sound. Over and over and over and over. And so the guy asks the tour guide, he goes, hey, what is that we're listening to? He says, well, that's the condom equipment, and what you're hearing is the rubber going into the mold. He said, yeah, but there's a, like every fourth time there's this popping sound. He said, well, what our equipment is doing is it's poking a hole in every fourth condom. And the guy says, what? He said, yeah. That fourth one's got a hole in it. And the guy taking a tour, he says, well, that's not good, is it? He goes, oh, not good. It's great for the baby bottle nipple business.
I was going to say it.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Still working a crash. It's now on the right shoulder, northbound U.S. 67 before the Clark Bridge. Traffic stacks up at Lindbergh. Eastbound 270, bumper to bumper, 370 through 170, again at Lilac. Westbound 270, ramp to McDonald. We had an earlier car fire, a stall westbound 70 at Hanley. And they've reopened the left lanes on northbound 55 at Loughborough. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico can help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com and see how much you could save. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
It's time for the 590 The Fan Listener Rewards Spring Special featuring Kingside Diner and Herbie's. Right now, you can get your choice of a $50 gift card from any one of these great restaurants for only $25. Just go to 590thefan.com and click the Listener Rewards tab.
It's time for baseball season once again. If you've been wanting a place to hang out and watch the game, look no further. Just head down to DB's Sports Bar. DB's has 16 TVs with every sports package, so you'll never miss a game. And with in-game drink specials, you're never going to want to leave. DB's even offers golf cart shuttles to the Cardinals game. Open till 3 a.m. with a full food menu until 2 a.m. every Tuesday through Saturday.
Did I mention the fine ladies and ice cold beer?
That's DB's Sports Bar. Check them out online at dbsportsbar.com.
Mmm, smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Dallas, Texas, here we come. Let's jump on this. Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Now, they're closed today because today is Monday, but that's the only day they're closed is Monday. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, and you need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I would make them for lunch as well. It's a very popular place. When you're there, be sure to go next door to the Smokehouse Market, and gift cards are always a good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. A shade late, sorry, didn't mean to be, thought I had it under control. What's happening?
Well, I love last week's pop quiz theme so much, we're doing it again this week. How well do you know America? According to AAA, these are the four most quirky cities to visit during your vacation. Fun, different attractions, unique and unexpected sights. But which one is number one? San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, New Orleans, Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. More Disneyland, Disney World nightmares effective May 1. All parks prices are going up again.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Impressive. And a bunch of new rules and regulations will go into effect May 1st. No water bottles allowed. Don't bring in any soft drinks. No political T-shirts can be worn. No smoking, no vaping, no ice, no strollers, although they will let you rent strollers.
Wow.
If you want to rent a stroller, they'll let you rent a stroller. Mm. Happiest place on earth, my ass.
No
I hate
kidding.
Disney. They're just terrible. All right, got movie news. Elvis Presley's biopic is getting a lot closer to their cast. Tom Hanks will play Colonel Tom Parker. Elvis Presley, it looks like, will be played by Adam Lambert.
Oh, that's a good choice. That's a great
choice.
Megan
Fox is in discussion to play Priscilla. Kathy Bates to play Elvis's mom.
That's a good
Tom
choice.
Tom Wilkerson to play Elvis's dad.
What else do we need to know about Elvis? Haven't we learned everything there is about Elvis?
There's never been a biopic about him, though. I don't know.
Okay.
Baz Luhrmann, who gave us Moulin Rouge and Great Gatsby, will direct and produce. I'm sorry, however.
And there's always a however in life.
I really like Frances McDormand and Denzel Washington, but I can't imagine them co-starring in a Shakespeare's Macbeth on the big screen, but they've signed to do it.
All right.
I don't think I'll see it. But playing now in some theaters and on Netflix, an excellent movie, The Highwaymen. Some theaters and on Netflix. I love this movie.
Watched
Kevin
it.
Kevin Costner. Huh?
I watched it. It was a great movie. Incredible
Kevin
movie.
Kevin Costner. Should I go on?
Yes.
Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson star in the two hardcore former Texas Rangers that are rough around the edges and ordered by the governor, played by Kathy Bates, to go out and find and kill Bonnie and Clyde. I give it 4 stars. Did you like it that much?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I watched it, and every now and again in a movie, I'll pick up my phone or something. This one, I was glued to the TV the entire time.
Let me say this. We only have a minute, and I apologize for that, but I watched this thing last night. I'm going to be the odd man out. It bored me to death. I really wanted it to be good. I found it slow and boring.
I thought it was a little slow, but I liked it. I thought it was great. By the way, tomorrow, no report tomorrow. I'm going to be on a plane. I'm going to Palm Springs, California for a week or 10 days.
All right.
What do you think of that, Frank?
The old homestead.
I think the audience is going to be deprived. That's what I think tomorrow.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
And finally.
Well, this is lost.
Most unique and quirky city, New Orleans, San Francisco, Portland, or Santa Fe?
I'll say New Orleans.
New Orleans.
San Francisco.
I'm going to say Santa Fe.
Number 4, Portland. Number 3, Santa Fe. Number 2, New Orleans. Number 1, San Francisco. Have a great day. Talk to you on Wednesday from Palm Springs, California. Mike Evans, aloha. See ya.
Why did he say it like that?
I don't know.
San Francisco.
I don't know. That?
I didn't get that part. Thank you for being with us, everybody. We really appreciate
over,
it.
Good.
Thank you. My name's not Ben. It's not Ben Dover. See, now I have to talk over the singing. Thanks a lot. Tim messed up. It's a precise, timed thing that I do here where my last word comes in just before Randy Newman starts singing, and now that's just all shot. That's okay. So thank a police officer, a firefighter, both every chance you get. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate that. And why don't you join us here tomorrow? Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dean. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Police in North Dakota say four people were found dead at a business in Mandan this morning. Mandan Police Chief Jason Ziegler didn't say how the three men and one woman died at RJR Maintenance and Management, but he said it is being investigated as a homicide. Ziegler said they have no reason to believe the public is in any danger. A second woman is accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior. Amy Lapos tells Connecticut's Hartford Current that in 2009, Biden put his hand around her neck and pulled her close to rub noses with her. The incident happened at a fundraiser for Congressman Jim Hines, who she was working for as an aide at the time. The United Kingdom is inching closer to leaving the European Union without any deal on exactly how that's going to happen. Today, Parliament failed to agree on four alternative Brexit measures. Lawmakers have already rejected a deal negotiated by the EU and Prime Minister to